This is Mr. Kerosene.
And Rube Walker.
And you're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Rock on.
Welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, everybody. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. And today we have the band Frantic Romantic on the line with us today. Mr. Kerosene is standing by. We're going to get to them in a minute. First of all, you are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Check back often for a lot more great podcasts, artist interviews, specialty shows, Rock and Rant, Bluesy Tuesday, Wicked Riff Wednesday, all the cool things that we have there. You can find that at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. There's also some cool merch there, so don't forget to tap that button and help us out. And if you are the type of person that wants to get involved in a cool community of folks that are helping to keep great guitar-driven music alive, I highly recommend that you go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. That is our personal inner circle group. It's a private group for those of you that want to kind of hang out on a deeper level and see what you can do to be a part of a really awesome community of really cool people that love great music. LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. As I was saying, we have the band Frantic Romantic with us today. We're going to be listening to their track At Night here in a few minutes. But right now we have the singer, Mr. Kerosene, on the line with us. Mr. Kerosene, welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. So where are you calling in from?
Right now I'm actually calling in from Fremont, California.
Okay. Are you guys based, California band, or is that where you're based out of?
Well, a funny story is I used to live in San Jose, and that's where I met these folks. So I guess on paper the band is based in San Jose. However, I moved down to L.A. A few years ago. So I live in L.A., and they live in San Jose, and we sort of just make it work.
That's what you got to do. Mr. Kerosene, why don't we take a little step back and talk a little bit about your early forays into music? What got you interested in music? How did you get bit by the bug, so to speak?
Well, you know, I got into music a little bit late. It was about eighth grade. And, you know, as younger brothers do, they tend to copy their older brothers. So, my older brother started turning me on to different bands. What really hooked me was Soundgarden and Chris Cornell and Chris Cornell's voice. I think that, for whatever reason, that just really resonated with me. And I thought, wow, you know, someone being able to have that range and being able to do all this really dynamic stuff with his voice like it was an instrument. I thought, man, I want to do that.
Okay.
So, you know, my best friend at the time, he just out of circumstance, he was learning how to play guitar, and I told him, hey, I want to try singing, and we should start a band. So we started a band somewhere in eighth grade and, went through high school, and then I've just been doing band stuff ever since.
So what did you do? When did you start writing songs?
That would also be eighth grade.
Oh, really? So you really got into it like right away. You guys were doing original music right away. That's cool.
Yeah. I started collecting and listening to music and then also started writing music in eighth grade. So
now I understand that Frantic Romantic is a sort of like, for lack of a better word, a bit of a super group in the sense that you guys were all working in other projects and decided to kind of start working together. How did the band get together?
Well, so this was back in maybe 2012. Ruben, the guitarist, he had his band Skyway View, and I was in a band called Drop Dead 60. And we played this place called the X Bar, which I think is like in Cupertino, maybe. But we just happened to be on the same bill together. And when I met Ruben, he was like really friendly, almost like to a point where it's like I could tell like he wanted to be my friend, you know?
You're cool. Can I hang out with you?
But you know, we quickly found that we just had a lot in common. You know, we listened to the same bands. We had the same kind of music, and then, I mean, the funny story is like we played that show together, and their singer at the time was sort of like courting our guitarist. But then they had some drama. The guitarist and their singer had some drama, so it sort of brought Ruben and I closer together, because we found ourselves like trying to figure that situation out. So and then they put their next record out, and they had me guest vocal on a couple songs, and then their singer decided to call it quits. So then they brought me in, and so for a while I was just the singer for Skyway View. I was just the next singer for Skyway View. But then we reached a point where we're like, hey, this is sort of a new thing now. We should go ahead and change the name and continue on with that. So
that is how it started then. You and Ruben.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. We're gonna come. But we're gonna come back and talk about the upcoming. Is it actually out? Because I don't know how out of date the bio is. Is it out, or is the record out, or is it coming out?
Oh, the new record. Yeah. Well, the new record, it's called Celestina, and Celestina is not out yet.
Okay.
We're thinking early next year.
Okay. And the track we're about to listen to, At Night, is this a previous release or is this from something upcoming from Celestina?
So At Night is from the upcoming album Celestina.
Okay,
yeah.
It is. Okay. Okay, we're going to talk about all that, records and songs and everything and projects, when we come back. But first, let's listen to At Night. Frantic Romantic, At Night, on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Thank you. Okay. Very catchy hook there.
Thank you.
Really love that sort of kind of big atmospheric kind of and you have this really, you have a really awesome voice, man. Like, it's really,
oh, thanks.
It's really stand out, really kind of just grabs you. What is the sort of I get the romantic sort of vibe. It's kind of through your music, throughout all the songs. If you guys go to the band's website, there's several videos there, and they have that sort of, like, I don't know, there's a kind of a romanticism to this sort of to the sound. What is this? Where does this kind of, like, vibe kind of come from? Is this just like just sort of how you're feeling at the moment, or is it just something that happens when you guys get in a room together? What's the sort of secret sauce there?
Well, so the primary writers, especially when with the lyrics, the primary writers of the songs are myself, Ruben, and Joseph, the other guitarist. And a lot of it, you know, I think we operate in the same way, where we sort of like just going off into our own little solitary caves for a bit.
Okay.
You know, so a lot of the writing is sort of done on our own, and then we bring it into the room for the rest of the band to sort of flesh out. And what's cool about something like At Night is, like, Ruben will come in. Oh, speaking of which, here's Ruben. We're gonna have him pop in here too and start commenting on this. Sorry, one sec. Is it okay?
We got Ruben from Frantic Romantic joining us now.
Yeah.
You there, Ruben?
So this is actually a great place for him to step in. So, hey, Ruben.
Hey,
go ahead and say hi to Lou.
Hey, how you doing, Lou?
Hi, nice to meet you. We were just talking about the sort of process you guys go through to create your sound. That sort of big, kind of dreamy, kind of pop sound. I mean, I definitely hear The Cure and that sort of vibe in there. So we were just kind of trying to get at, you know, what, you know, is this a conscious kind of thing? Is this just kind of how it works for you guys and kind of what your approach is?
Yeah, it's definitely a huge influence on us. Bands like The Cure, Depeche Mode, even stuff like newer stuff like Interpol. The other guitarist and I both try to incorporate that kind of melody, that real big, lush sound whenever we write songs, whether it's on top of like crunch guitars or like delayed guitars, just to get that to kind of complement what Mr. Kerosene does with his voice.
Who did you guys work with on Celestina? Is this self-produced or did you work with somebody?
We worked with Scott Lamas at Pop Smear Studios, but a lot of it was really just like a DIY. We kind of just had at it for what, like a year and a half?
Yeah, I mean, we used the studio, but the band was basically running the sessions, and then also our bassist, he's studied
sound engineering,
so he had a lot to do with like just like the basic mixes. But then we handed it over to Scott to do the more advanced kind of professional mixing and mastering of it.
Right, the final polish, and you know, he gave us a little bit of feedback on a couple things, and you know, we went back and forth on it, and we were real happy with where it ended up.
You know what we should mention, which we haven't yet. Why don't you guys go through, since we have Mr. Kerosene and Ruben on, but there's other members in the band. So why don't you go ahead and kind of give us the lowdown on who's in the band and what everybody does. One of you guys, Ruben or Mr. Kerosene, doesn't matter.
So there's myself, Mr. Kerosene, and then there's Rube Walker, the guitarist. And then there's Joseph Medina, who's our other guitarist. And you guys sort of switch off with like who's doing rhythm, who's doing lead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think nowadays he's kind of doing more of like the tech stuff.
Yeah.
Like the programming and stuff like that.
A lot of the electronic sound on the new album is Joseph Medina doing.
Okay.
And then we have Jesse Medina, no relation. He's our drummer.
Okay.
And Amy Griego, she's our keyboardist, and she does backup vocals too for our live shows. And then we have Chris Thomas, who's our bassist.
So this is a pretty like big out, you know, ensemble. You know,
totally six of us.
Comparatively speaking. So what is what happens live? What's the live show like?
Well, we all try to cram on stage.
Sometimes shoulder to shoulder, you know.
I mean, live shows, we have like a floor plan. We have the same people in the same areas. I mean, a lot of it is your typical just live show. I tend to be front and center.
Up at the top, right? Yeah.
You know, and with live shows, like for me personally, I always feel like it's important to have a front man in the sense that you have someone in the band that for live shows is literally, you know, not just performing and singing, but sort of the hype person, you know, the person that's, you know, I guess maintaining
the energy,
the live energy,
the ringleader.
Yeah. But like Ruben's really good with that too, and also Chris is really good with that.
It's funny because we try to do our floor plan where we're on opposite sides of the stage and you're in the middle to balance that throughout the stage.
Right. Yeah. But I guess. I'm not sure if that answers your question.
That's okay. Now, I was just trying to get an idea of like sort of like what, you know, your live show is like. You know, is it more shoegazy? Is it more, you know, rocking out? You know, that's all.
Oh, I'd say more rocking out. Yeah.
Mike tends to have a tendency to lose his shirt sometimes.
Uh-oh.
He'll go in the crowd, so it's pretty cool.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say real quickly, I think another big influence on me personally was Scott Weiland.
Yeah.
And so, you know, especially with live shows, you know, you're always looking for these archetypes to kind of follow for like when you perform, you know. And I think like Scott Weiland and like Perry Farrell, those two were kind of big influences for me. So.
Awesome. So Celestina comes out next year. What were you thinking? What were you saying? January, February? I don't remember what you said.
February, actually.
February. And so what's the plan after that? What is the, going to be some touring? What's the, like maybe this next 6 to 12 months look like for you guys?
A couple things that we sort of have, in the works that we're proceeding with, but we still need to figure some stuff out. But one thing we're doing is we want to make a music video, theoretically, for every song on the album, and we've been putting out these music videos once a month. So that's something that we really enjoy. And then also, for starters, we would love to have either like a California or just like a West Coast kind of tour going up to, you know, Oregon, Washington, California, Northern California, Southern California, that sort of thing. So that's sort of in the works right now for us. Yeah.
You mentioned videos, and I should have brought this up earlier. Your videos are not to be missed. So those of you that are out there listening to the podcast, you definitely want to go to the band's website, franticromanticmusic.com, and check out the videos. They're very well produced. Have you worked just like with different people on that, or is there a specific go-to guy that you guys work with on putting the videos together? You want to give maybe a little info on that?
Yeah. You know, it's been a little bit of a mixed bag, but one person that we tend to come back to because we like working with him a lot is this guy Nick DeMaguing. He filmed our Made of Glass video, and he also filmed our At Night video, and we were really happy with how he did it. So we're actually going to come back and collaborate with him again at the end of this month for another unreleased song that's going to be on the new album. But like we've worked with some other people. There's another guy named Aaron Umatani that we did our Never Let Me Go video with, and that came out really, really great, we thought. And
then it was fun, the Dinosaur Fight Club.
Yeah.
And then you had a friend, I sort of forget his name, but...
Oh, his name's Brian Godoy Palma. Yeah, he helped us with one of the DIY ones that we did, which was Among the Stars. I don't know if
I watched that one. That was actually the first one I caught, yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, awesome. Yeah, that was a very DIY, and that's kind of how we're approaching a lot of these videos, too. You know, when we can and when the schedule permits, we're working with Nick or, you know, anybody, any of our friends that do film. But for the most part, we're kind of just grabbing the bull by the horns and just doing it ourselves if we can.
Yeah. You guys come up with the concepts that you want for the song.
Yeah, that's kind of how we do it. It's like if something, we get like an idea, we throw it around and we kind of try to brainstorm from there. And then if we feel real passionate about something, we just go after it. Like Among the Stars is one with that just kind of turned into a big session, a big, you know, brainstorming session.
Yeah.
All right. Anything you guys want to add before we wrap it up for today?
Sure. I just like to say on that same note with the music videos, we have our next music video coming out. It's the title track off Celestina. It's going to be in mid-December, and it's actually something that I animated. The whole music video is 100% animated by myself, and we're looking forward to putting that out. It's going to be a fun, wacky video.
Awesome. Yeah. I can't wait to see it. And the best place to find you guys on the net is to keep up with, you know, everything you have coming out is your website, franticromanticmusic.com. Is that the best way for people to find you?
Yeah, you can find us there and all our socials too. We have Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I'm not sure if we have anything else.
Our
YouTube too, right?
Yeah. I'd say our central hub is definitely our website, but our YouTube page is probably the page that I'm probably most excited about. I mean, you have all the music videos there, and there's a lot of
extras too, right?
Like extra videos. There's live footage. There's there's videos about us talking about the new songs. But you know, we're on Spotify, we're on iTunes, we're on Google Play, we're on Amazon. So we're around.
All right, guys. All right, everybody. That was Mr. Kerosene and Ruben from Frantic Romantic. And you can definitely check out their YouTube channel. They have a lot of content there, a lot of fun stuff there as well. And their website is franticromanticmusic.com. Guys, you've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. Please check back our website often, ludinirockandrollcircus.com, for more great artist stories like this one, as well as all the other cool podcasts we have there. If you'd like to get involved with a really cool community of people that are really serious about supporting great music and keeping great guitar-driven music alive, please go to our Inner Circle group, and you can join that at loulombardimusic.com/innercircle. There's exclusive music, exclusive video. It's a cool place to hang out. It's totally private, totally confidential. So, you know, you're in the club, as they say, at loulombardimusic.com/innercircle. It's been my pleasure to have Mr. Kerosene and Ruben on today from Frantic Romantic. Great band, just absolutely loving it. Very, it has that just sort of soaring kind of quality to it that just kind of like takes you, you know, away. You know, it's just absolutely beautiful stuff. And I hope that you guys check it out and enjoy it. And you can find out one more time at their website at franticromanticmusic.com. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us today. It was a good show, and we look forward to talking to you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.